Writing during and after the Civil Rights Movement, James Baldwin is known for his piercing examination of the consequences of racial injustice and his call to all Americans, both black and white, to live up to the country's ideals. And Mark Bell isn't surprised that there's been a resurgence of interest in his writing.
I think, like a lot of people, I have been listening to and reading some Ta-Nehisi Coates. He sometimes offhandedly quotes Baldwin, and I go, whoa, wait a minute, what's he talking about? And then I go, and that's really what got me interested in reading some more Baldwin. I think it's worth more discussion.
And he got the chance to have that discussion this past weekend when the Jefferson School for African American Heritage hosted a public discussion of James Baldwin's The Fire Next Time. It was led by Xavier Pickett, who's a predoctoral fellow at the University of Virginia.
I'm kind of approaching this reading as a really an opportunity to explore Baldwin, which is really an opportunity to explore America itself, and it's really considered the soul of this nation. And particularly given, you know, recent events of the elections and just the past few years of the tumultuous sort of time, you know, it's a moment of kind of deep soul reflection, and not just reflection, but hopefully to act in more effective ways to be able to, as Baldwin would say, to achieve our country.
And that was a concern that many at the discussion expressed. How do we build a better country? Although James Baldwin wrote The Fire Next Time more than 50 years ago, Carly Margolis, another participant, felt like he could have been writing about this moment. She read the book
and was so struck by its resonance. I can't even, you know, I came up in the conversation that he has lost no relevance. Even down to the choice of language that he uses about white America is just, it's perfectly precise to what we're currently experiencing.
And according to Pickett, Baldwin's writing remains pertinent because of his preoccupation with how we understand our past, a past that we still haven't reckoned with collectively as a country.
There's a way in which we've never, in fact, progressed, and the past has always been something that we've tried to avoid and ignore, and never actually to grapple with, you know, look it in his face.
And throughout the discussion, many participants did talk about feeling a personal and social obligation to really confront the country's racist foundations. And as Baldwin notes, there's no way to become fully aware of the pain of the past without changing our institutions and ourselves.
Baldwin is really calling us into a future, calling us to a higher self, a self that we cannot imagine, we have not imagined, that we've never thought we could actually become.
And the reading group found a strategy for action in the final words of the book.
Everything now, we must assume, is in our hands. We have no right to assume otherwise.
If we, and now I mean the relatively conscious whites and the relatively conscious blacks, who must, like lovers, insist on or create the consciousness of the others, do not falter in our duty now.
We may be able, handful that we are, to end the racial nightmare and achieve our country and change the history of the world.
For WMRA News, I'm Miranda Bennett.